USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans are ready and willing to seriously negotiate a new stimulus package.
The Democrats' failures continue. This week we learned 60% of the businesses that shut down during the pandemic, nearly 100,000 businesses, have closed permanently.
California Republicans saying it's Democrats that are holding things up with demands that are unrelated to the economic fallout from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. 200 National Guard members are arriving in Pensacola, Florida on Thursday to help with storm cleanup following Hurricane Sally. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane Wednesday morning and has since been downgraded to a tropical storm as it makes its way into the Carolinas. Many people are still without power and at least one person has died from the storm. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Testifying before a Democratic-led House Homeland Security Committee hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray says far-left group Antifa is a real thing.
To be clear, we do have quite a number of properly predicated domestic terrorism investigations into violent anarchist extremists, any number of whom self-identify with the Antifa movement, and that's part of this broader group of domestic violent extremists that I'm talking about.
Democrats on that committee have called Antifa a myth being spread in Washington, D.C. Filings for jobless benefits held nearly steady at 860,000 last week, remaining historically high amid the coronavirus pandemic despite summer hiring. Economist Joel Neroff believes
new claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
With just 8 days until millions of Florida voters begin casting their presidential ballots, the race couldn't get any closer, with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden tied with President Trump. That's according to the latest Florida Atlantic University poll released on Tuesday, which found that 49% of likely voters were favoring Biden and 46% were favoring President Trump, a three-point difference that amounts to a statistical tie. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, with what's on the mind of many Floridians as they vote.
The people are going to make decide the selection that happened to be of Hispanic descent, especially in Central Florida. And these are people, what they want is what everyone wants. They want to be able to own a home. They want a job that brings dignity. They go to work 40 hours a week. They make decent pay. They have good benefits. Their children are able to go to school, graduate, and go on to a better life.
A supporter of the president in Massachusetts is going to great lengths to keep his signs safe. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Massachusetts man says he's using an electrified fence now to protect his yard sign supporting President Trump's re-election. John Oliveira says he is fed up with people repeatedly stealing the signs from his yard in New Bedford. The 54-year-old says he doesn't want anyone to get hurt, so he's posted three small signs near the fence. They read, "Caution, electric fence," in English, Spanish, and French.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.